KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Cloudy and 75. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Saturday, July 14th. Our weather forecast, some scattered showers and storms throughout the day with a high about 96. We do have some showers up around the Union City area, around Tuttle. Also some showers and storms developing between Binger and Carnegie in Caddo County, moving slightly to the northeast. A man who said he was a vacuum cleaner salesman arrested and charged with trying to break into a Chickasha home. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
Frightening moments for some Chickasha residents when a man who said he was selling vacuum cleaners tries to force his way into their home. It happened Thursday afternoon around 15th in Iowa, where a woman at the home told police the man asked if he could clean her floors. She told him she wasn't interested. A police affidavit alleges the man pulled the porch door open all the way, tried to get in. The woman kicked the man in the leg, locked the door, and called 911. The man walked away cursing, told the woman she'd be sorry if she called police. She gave authorities a description of the van the man was driving. Authorities located it and pulled it over a few blocks away, arrested the suspect on a burglary complaint. 31-year-old Abel Rodriguez of Moore spent the night in jail. He was formally charged with a misdemeanor of breaking and entering in Grady County District Court yesterday. He is out of jail after posting a $2,500 bond. Tuttle police investigating a sexual assault in which a man has been arrested on a rape complaint. No details of the investigation available this morning. We can tell you that a 62-year-old man was booked into the Grady County Jail last night on complaints of rape, incest, and destroying evidence. He'll spend the weekend behind bars. Formal charges could be filed by prosecutors as early as Monday. We won't release his name unless formal charges are filed. An Anadarko man has died from injuries he suffered in a traffic accident early this month. 57-year-old Scott Soodle was hurt in a crash west of Anadarko on July 1st. The Highway Patrol says the car Soodle was driving went through a T intersection, then hit both the culvert and a tree. He was taken to an Oklahoma City hospital with head injuries. The Highway Patrol says Soodle died of his injuries this past Monday. Fire erupts at a vacant home that had previously been gutted by fire. Chickasha fire crews responded to a call on the 600 block of Colorado about 12:30 Friday afternoon. A couple of nearby homes and businesses threatened by the flames, but none were damaged. The home had been uninhabitable after a fire about a year ago. It wasn't clear what started yesterday's fire. We have some video of that on our Facebook page, and some viewers have posted some other video of that fire on Facebook. More Cool News coming right up.
This was his old chair, the one he sat in to watch his favorite games. You think he's just in the backyard, raking up the last of the leaves, but the yard's empty, and you know it. It takes time to grieve the loss of family and friends. For 70 years and now 3 generations, Sevier Funeral Home has been guiding families through their losses, helping them gradually turn their sorrow into lasting memories of a loved one now gone. Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle.
Kids and cops will be gathering to cool down together today. Ice cream with a cop is set for the Chickasha Dairy Queen. Those attending will get a free junior cone. And DQ manager Carol Lambrow says she'll be teaching the officers the proper way to fill a cone with the restaurant's popular soft serve vanilla treat. Ice cream with a cop, 11 to 2 today at the Chickasha Dairy Queen. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. The next Leadership Chickasha Training Series with the Chamber of Commerce to begin in September. Coordinators Paul Lewis, Kimmy Loggins, and Johnny Trammell will discuss the program in our Cool Conversation program. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, we'll talk to Jay Earp. He's the division engineer for the State Department of Transportation. He'll discuss the progress of the proposed U.S. Highway 81 bypass of Chickasha, as weather highway projects going on in the region. We have links to both programs on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com, and you'll find them under the Community tab. Obituaries today include 82-year-old Pat Tamplin of Chickasha. There'll be a funeral mass at 1 o'clock Monday at Holy Name Catholic Church. Rosary tomorrow night at Sevier Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the church. She had retired from the Department of Human Services. And no services are scheduled for 50-year-old Dennis Hinkle. Arrangements were with McRae Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, cloudy today, or well, this morning anyway, and some scattered showers and storms this morning. Some rain up around Union City and Tuttle. Also, some showers and storms developing in Caddo County between Binger and Carnegie right now. Downtown Chickasha, cloudy 75. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call Our Time and Temp Line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
In sports, the Blanchard OK Kids Pee Wee baseball team will play for a state championship today. The Blanchard Bash won two games in the loser's bracket last night to advance to the title series. Blanchard beat Antlers 11-3. Then they downed Sulphur 12-0 to advance to the championship. Blanchard has a rematch with Stillwater, which won a 4-1 contest over the Bash on Wednesday. Blanchard will need to beat Stillwater twice in order to win the championship. In Salisaw, the Tuttle Tigers needed a win last night to advance to the OK Kids Midgets State Championship, but they came up a run shy with a 4-3 loss to Shawnee, a team that Tuttle had defeated earlier in the week. Tuttle lost each of their last two games in the state tournament by a single run. Shawnee will go on to play Stigler for the Midget OK Kids title. A great story in the Oklahoman this week from writer Barry Trammell. This week marks the 50th anniversary of Johnny Bench's first of many appearances in Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The Binger-born Bench was a 20-year-old rookie in his first All-Star Game back in 1968. The catcher for the Cincinnati Reds won two National League MVP awards before he was 25, and he was also a World Series MVP. You can see that story on newsok.com. The Oklahoma City Thunder win a buzzer beater to beat Orlando 87-85 in a Summer League NBA game in New Orleans yesterday. Deontay Burton's mid-range floater was the last of his 17 points in the game. He also had 8 rebounds and 5 assists. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers got on the win column last night with an 8-5 victory at Round Rock. It's just the team's third win in the 9 games they've played this month, only their 5th win in their last 19, dating back to June 24th. The Dodgers play in Round Rock through tomorrow. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Sevier Funeral Home, Chickasha and Tuttle, and the First National Bank and Trust.